Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you guys remember the last CD you burned?
No.
Isn't that sad to think about? It's like at one point you burned a CD for the last
Although
time.
I know the last one I listened to.
I do remember the last one I burned.
Okay, wait. We got to tackle both of these subjects.
I'll do mine because mine's short. Mine was I gave when Haley and I were dating, like early on in our relationship in 2014. It was like or 2015, one of the years. I gave her a burnt CD of all of her favorite songs as like a, granted at the time we had a CD player, but I was like, this is more of a joke. Like, hey, like kids do, here's a CD with all of our songs on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was mine. That was a cute little gift I gave.
Mel, what was the last burnt CD you've listened to?
The last one that I listened to was by Sister Hazel.
Like, was it the whole album?
Yes. And it had, I can't remember the name though of the album, but the last song that I listened to was Swan Dive.
Swan Dive?
Mm-hmm.
So you remember the last song on a burn CD that you
I don't know why
to.
That sticks in my head.
And
yeah. Melissa,
I had it in my car because I had the CD player in my car.
Can I just real quick point out the amount of things I've told you and then 5 minutes later you go, I forgot. Yet you remember that you listened to Swan Dive by Sister Hazel as the last burn CD memory?
That's the way I am.
I don't know why.
I respect it.
I couldn't tell you what we did on the show this morning. And yet I could tell you, all about the 1998 MLB All-Star Game.
Ooh, great All-Star Game.
It was a good All-Star Game. Ron Coomer's All-Star Game.
Nope.
Or 99 is what I'm talking about. 98 was in Coors Field?
Yes. 99 was Fenway. 2000
was in Atlanta.
Yes, because Sammy Sosa's home run derby.
Yeah.
That I don't think he won it.
He didn't win it.
But he should have.
He should have.
He also should have won at Miller Park. Hey, excuse me. Austin and I are having a conversation here. Hey.
Yeah. This is an A-B conversation, so you can Z your way out.
That's good. Wait. I have an idea. I think I know how to get Mel back here.
Can you hear my, I bought a chair off of Amazon myself for here at work. I just need to put it together. And I did it because
keep in mind. Wait, hang on. You bought this chair probably 3 months ago, but go on.
Maybe. It was probably
And it's still not.
Mel's back.
I'm back.
She's back. She goes,
all
right, boys, let's
song?
Talk about that 2000 home run derby in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. Anytime you zone out on this episode, I'm just going to start pointing.
But I wanted to know, does this squeaky chair ever get, does the noise ever get caught up?
Do you I don't think so.
I've never
Your
heard
voice
it.
Is barely registering on these mics.
What?
Yeah. I just have you potted down so low.
Also, while it is squeaky.
It helps with ratings.
I will say, while it is squeaky, Mel, I have never seen you move that much during a segment.
Yeah, it squeaks all the time.
Yeah, but you're not. But
it.
You're also not rocking like you're on a pirate ship.
But sometimes I'll just lean in, and it depends on like the spin that's on it, and it'll squeak.
No, it doesn't get picked up.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I bought
does this
chair.
Get picked up?
What?
Did it?
It's a great song.
I wonder how
it good... wasn't even one of their biggest hits, but it is really catchy.
Ooh, what's the most unknown song for a big artist that you guys love? For me, it's Wheel of Fortune by Ace of Base. What you gonna tell your dad's like a wheel of fortune? What you gonna tell your dad if this wheel lets you down? My love is my ending, and you might be cruel. Stop acting cool. Don't bet your mind. What you gonna
tell your dad?
Yeah, there, yeah. Come on.
Oh, I know that song.
I think that might be my favorite song on that album.
Really?
Yeah, and that's the album, The Sign. The only album that anyone knows from Ace of Base.
Yeah, right.
Mine is a combination of the band Blackstreet that did No Diggity.
I love that song, No Diggity.
But that's not my choice. It's Blackstreet with Maya and Brian McKnight.
Is it from the Rugrats
it's
soundtrack?
It's from the Rugrats soundtrack.
I knew
soundtrack.
You were going to go.
And it is the song called Take Me There.
This is how many running playlists is this song on for you?
It's on my Friday playlist. Hold on.
I have a Friday playlist too.
G R A T S
S S. Is it? It's hard to go hard when you're spelling out Rugrats.
But they do it. Hold on. Let's see. Add to playlist. It's on my Friday train ride and. It's actually not on a running playlist.
I have a playlist called Friday Bangers, and Bangers is spelled with a Z.
Oh dang! So it's Bangers.
Yeah, and it's got all the songs that I've got that like make me feel good. I listen to it. No joke. When I walk to Egg Harbor every day, that's what I listen to.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Mel's zoning out.
Oh, hey. Go! We got her back.
Oh,
she's back.
Yeah.
She's back.
Get to the chorus.
Sorry, just keep starting.
I'll give you one. You guys know one of the songs that is on this playlist.
Yeah, it's Marky Mark.
Yeah, nice.
You guys, I'm trying to think of his last name.
Who are you looking
at? He did a song.
Yeah, what do you
think? I'm trying to think of whose last name. Huff?
Milnamo. M as in Michael, I-O. One of our winners today spelled out her whole name like that. Like she went S as in Sam, like did the whole thing, and I was like, I actually really appreciate this. Thank you. Because some people don't.
I thought it was going to be like, she actually spelled out her whole name. It's P as in Paul, A as in.
I found it.
All. And.
What is it?
And T as in Thomas. No. So your name is just Pat?
Yeah, you
just said that.
Some people think my name's Tat. No, they don't.
So do you guys remember when Carlos Santana did some
played
collabs?
On Buy Dirt?
Huh?
What?
No.
He did that guitar solo on Buy Dirt?
No, he did not.
Oh.
But he did do a collaboration with Alex Band from The Calling.
What?
You're just saying words.
Song?
Who's Alex Band?
From The Calling.
Okay, sorry. Who's The Calling?
You don't remember The Calling?
I don't remember The Calling.
Well, why don't you pick up? That was a good joke.
They stayed at my place one time, and The Calling was coming from inside my house.
Are you thinking of the Backstreet Boys song?
No.
That's The Call. Play that at my wedding. Also, this podcast is 100% being taken down.
This is music. This is.
Tell me if you recognize it, though.
This is music they play at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, I was about to say, I heard this in the elevator this morning.
Yeah. Hold the speaker up to the microphone.
Yeah, put it up here.
Hold the speaker up to the microphone.
Nope.
Do you know where the speaker is?
Do you want to hear it or here?
Put it on top. There we go.
You know this?
She's like, put it close to the microphone. Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard this song in years.
And
Wait.
I'll be honest. I thought it was Rob Thomas. I thought
it does sound. That does sound like Rob Thomas.
Anyway,
I thought him and Carlos Santana had multiple collabs.
That is one of my favorite songs.
What's your favorite song?
It's probably on the Alanis Morissette "Jagged Little Pill."
I was gonna say that. What?
Did you see her Alanis Broadway
Morissette
show?
Has your favorite song ever?
Well, and there's a reason why. It's because of like how old I was at the time, what I was going through at the time, and how like relatable, you know, it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What?
So it just sticks with me. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you know my favorite song of all time?
What?
It's The Funeral by Band of Horses.
You've played this before.
It's great. And then, but do you know who my favorite artist is? And this has changed recently.
I thought it was,
I thought it was Band of Horses.
No.
It was Band of Horses, but I think I've changed. I love Band of Horses, don't get me wrong, but someone has taken my top spot.
Wait, what's his, I can't think, what's his face with the, he's kind of goth.
Oh, Jack White?
Jack White, yeah.
No, from the White Stripes. No, but he's up there.
Yeah,
the White
he's
Stripes,
up there,
right? The White Stripes. I wish they were still
Because I know
band.
You like them.
I love the White Stripes.
Who is it?
Vance Joy. You guys know Vance Joy?
You have been
Joy?
Talking a lot about Vance.
He's an Australian guy. He's awesome.
I wish you could do an impression of him.
Put it at the stream pool to Bobby.
Oh my God, was that Keith Urban?
No, that was Vance Joy.
Oh my gosh, I got him confused.
It's me, Vance Joy. I'm here to play a concert
Is
for you.
Is he also from Liverpool?
Yeah, no, just I have to do it quick. Otherwise, I sound too British. I'm going to go to Sydney or maybe Melbourne.
Nailed it.
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
What other places in Australia? Koala.
Koala.
Like now we're
the
being
ocean.
The ocean.
The ocean.
The Outback Steakhouse. It's my favorite place to eat.
No rules, just right.
Who's your favorite band?
Yeah, or artist.
Kyle.
Who's your favorite?
Who did you say your favorite was?
Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette, that's right.
It's a really good question. I don't like it. I know I probably have one. Probably like it's like I listen to the most is Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Probably. The band Lawrence is also a big fan. I'm a big fan of.
Okay.
They're pretty good.
I've
seen them live. I'm trying to.
You know, it's a real good slept on band.
Oh, gosh.
Heim.
I've always wanted to see them. I hear they're awesome.
They seem super fun. They're a great follow on TikTok too.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I like this singer called Luke Combs though. He's up there.
Yeah, I really like this up and comer.
Luke Combs. Do we know him? Do we?
No, I wish they would play him more. They don't play him enough.
Back in the Saddle does rock though. It's a good
song. I have discovered that
Ain't No Love in Oklahoma.
Will Ferrell's son
is Luke Combs? No. It'd be funny if Mel discovered that and nobody else did.
He is a singer, and he is a really good singer.
Really?
His name is Magnus. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember Will Ferrell having really weird names for his sons.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a song out, and it's actually really good.
She's just going to play Alanis Morissette.
Listen to his voice. Just, this is for everybody to listen to, so you can follow him on Instagram.
Speaker on the mic. That's him?
This is the song that's out right now. Catchy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of catchy. It's definitely got a vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
Mel, who, if you had to pick a band, who would be your favorite band?
Band?
Oh, yeah, because Lawrence is my favorite band. In terms of...
like solo performers?
I'm trying to think of...
Gracie Abrams. You're a Gracie Abrams
fan. That's really hard to do, because I feel like I have three that are very, like, even.
I'm in a Sabrina Carpenter kick.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's your three bands?
I'm on an Old Dominion kick.
Okay.
Green Day.
Naturally.
You know I love Green Day.
Yeah.
And
you are an American idiot. What, guys?
That they are so good.
Brain Stew is one of my all-time favorite songs.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's one of your all-time favorites?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Dun-dun. Nah-nun.
I like Dookie.
Nah-nun.
Just the word. I think it's really funny.
It is.
You're word. Like, oh, wait, you guys were talking about Green Day?
We're talking about Green Day. God, American idiot.
No, God, just doing that. He's like, anyway, so I like Dookie.
Yeah. I like Dookie.
And they're American, like, oh, that's your favorite idiot. Green Day song? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you...
yeah, I'm just saying words that I like. American
Who's
idiot.
Green Day?
Yeah, Dookie. Times of Our Lives. Actually, no, what is that song?
Good Riddance.
Good Riddance, in parentheses.
In parentheses, Time of Your Life.
Time of Your Life, okay.
So no one told you life was gonna be... no, wait, that's the Friends theme. Wait.
I'm gonna feel
wait,
this way.
Wait, good rinse. The job's a joke, you broke, you love life. You wait, no, that's not it.
That's the Friends.
I know. Wait, what is Good Rinse? Wait, don't look it up.
Wait, no, I'm sorry.
Okay, this, Good Riddance.
Yeah.
So no one told you. No, I keep going back to Friends.
Oh, yeah, wow, you don't know it?
It's the first one.
Doom-da-doom-doom.
Doom-da-doom-doom. Life is gonna be this way. No, I keep going back to it. What is it? I know it. Love's a joke, you broke.
You can't leave everybody hanging. What's it called again?
In the end, that's right.
That sounds like
I'm gonna have the time. Okay, but what's the first? What's the opening line?
What's it called?
No, we're not looking this up now. We got this.
I'm going to look it up. I won't tell you.
It's called Good Riddance.
Right, I have the opening line if you want it. After the curse word.
In your mind. Da, 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 da. No, I keep going back.
You're ruining
I keep
it.
Going back to the Friends theme. Now I have to start over every time I'd sing it.
Okay, well, we're on a podcast, so we can't hang. Do you want to know what it is? Do you want to know what
no,
it is?
No, I don't want to know what it is, Mel. We got this.
You can't.
There's people shouting at their podcast speakers right now being
know,
like, it's
but
this.
You can't take up 10 minutes of the podcast.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
It's our own podcast. We can do whatever the hell we
I
want.
I know, but then people get bored.
Well, if people aren't already bored. If people yeah. aren't already bored, that's on them. If they're still listening to this podcast, that is, you are locked in. And first of all, thank you. Rate, review, subscribe. Second, they love to be bored. We are in the background of someone mowing the lawn right now. We're in the background of someone driving to work and they're on their phone in the car.
So can
not
I
even
give
paying
you the
attention.
First line?
Give me the first word.
Another.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
Da 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 da.
Time to da da da.
You dropped a drunk, you broke your love life DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear.
Also, did you see Sabrina did the Opry?
Sabrina Carpenter?
Mm-hmm.
I did see she was in Nashville. Nashville, over the last two nights, had Sabrina Carpenter in town and then Post Malone.
Oh, yeah. He opened up his new bar.
Yeah.
He had a big crowd.
Katie Neal was there.
Well, she's in Nashville, so easy for her to get there.
Well, trust me. If you live in Nashville, it's not easy to get anywhere. City blew up way faster than its infrastructure.
It's going to end up getting, I think, to the point where it's so big that people don't want to go there, don't you think? Because it'll be like too much.
No, I think it's hit the Vegas stratosphere.
Really?
Yeah. Although Vegas is seeing a little downturn. I think they priced everyone out.
Oh, it's so expensive.
They're seeing a downtick in tourism.
Makes sense.
I mean, that's why it's like, just don't outprice people. You know what I love? The Atlanta Falcons.
It's gouging. It's price gouging.
Do you know why I love the Atlanta Falcons?
Why?
In their home stadium, there's not a single concession that is, I think, other than maybe beer, more than $5.
Stop it.
I'm not joking.
Wow.
Not kidding. A soda is like $2.
Really? That's
yes.
awesome.
It's awesome. It's incredible. Fan pricing. And I don't understand why more owners don't do that, because you will sell more.
Yeah, you, more like, people like are going
to
go.
The family that is bringing in their own snacks to Wrigley Field would be more prone to buy something when it's that cheap than haul that stuff.
Like the movie theaters. That's why women put things in their purse, so they don't have to buy the $10 box of M&Ms.
Wait a minute. Women? How do you know women do that, Melissa?
I have friends.
Get them, boys.
Yeah, get in here, boys. Got the SWAT team surrounding the studio.
Don't tell me you don't put it in a backpack or something.
You're coming with me. I did that. There was a period in time when I did that. I stopped doing that, though, because I want movie theaters to succeed, so I will buy movie snacks.
Sounds unlike somebody else here.
Yeah. Sounds like someone doesn't support local business.
You're the only person doing that, so.
I am?
I think a lot of people take food in.
Yeah, illegally. Kyle realized.
Kyle checked out.
Yeah, all right. On the way out the door, here's my actual favorite song.
Whoa, amber is the color of your energy.
Because if you play it now, I'm going to sing it all flipping day.
Whoa, Melissa is the color of your energy.
Okay, I'll take that.
And your energy sucks.
Okay,
got her.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.